time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning once again. If you're just tuning in, glad to have you along. We got something a little bit different we're doing this morning. And while I was off the air, I discovered that we have a box of chocolates I could give. Yeah, look here. Let me see how many. About 4 ounces of them, made by the Elmer Candy Corporation, Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Now, how many of you have ever been down to Ponchatoula, Louisiana? Well, maybe some of these chocolates have shrimp and other things in them. Oh, no. Sugar, milk, chocolate, sugar, cocoa, buttermilk, chocolate, soy, lecithin, natural vanilla extract, corn syrup, and that goes on and on. So, I've got these to give away. All right. Elmer chocolate since 55. Elmer chocolate since 1855. My, I wonder how fresh these are. Manufactured by the Elmer Candy Corporation, Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Okay. Now, we'll see who wins that box of chocolates. Now, if you can answer the snow cruiser question, what admiral had a snow cruiser built for activity in the Antarctic? And, the way it ended up, it was supposed to be in the Antarctic. It was taken down there by ship, and it was on the Ross Ice Shelf. And they had a plane attached to it that could fly around, but the snow cruiser itself got bogged down in the snow. It had like 10-foot-tall tires, and it was just too much for the whole thing. And so they abandoned the snow cruiser after it made its way from Chicago to the East Coast aboard a ship to the Antarctic. It ended up, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
My husband says Admiral Byrd.
Admiral Byrd is correct, yes. Hey, would you like that box of chocolates?
Absolutely.
Okay, what is your name?
It's Mary Bickley.
Okay, Mary, we'll be here till about 1 o'clock or so today.
Okay, I just may send my husband down there.
Yes, Mary, okay, that's good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Mary Bickley. Bickley, just a second here. Write this in here so I don't forget. I tend to forget things. Okay. All right. Chocolates. Okay. And the date is what? What is the date today? This is the 3rd. Yes, okay. Let me write that in here. It's the second month. No, it's the first month and the 3rd day of 2020. Interesting, eh? Okay, Mary Bickley, congratulations. Okay, now we move on. And We got Jack Tozer and his dad as county engineers at one time, the last manager at WMRN, Art Martin. Now I have the Admiral Byrd Snow Cruiser. Okay. And that came through Upper Sandusky. In fact, outside of Upper Sandusky, it slid off the road. And had a little problem there. But I've got movies that my dad took of it. I think it was 1939. And the lady, well, the wife of Admiral Byrd was in the cruiser. And when it went off the road, she went bonkers. She opened the door and started screaming, "Well, we can't make it now." But they did. Okay. I got that. Now I got Pollock, Armco, Marion Steel, and Nucor. We got that answer. Okay, now I want you to name the chief photographer for Hughes Photography. Now, he's not there now. I think Hughes Photography went else, is gone, you know, from age or something. But I would like for you to tell me the name of the chief photographer, and he did all the portraits and everything, you know. What was his name? 740-333-9944. The name of the head photographer for Hughes Photography. I told you the story before of, you know, the ad agency, Lord Sullivan and Yoder. Sullivan and I worked together at WMRN. He was the morning announcer and I was a morning engineer. And Sullivan had just got out of the Navy and carried a thermos with him and a heavy coat, I remember. And but in the meantime, he was studying or whatever, and he and his partners, Lord Sullivan Yoder, they opened up that big building down on South Main Street, modernized it and so forth. Okay, but I would like to know now the chief photographer, the head photographer for the Hughes Photography. And the reason I mentioned Bob Sullivan, that is I worked with Bob once in producing a film for the company over in Mount Gilead, HPM. It was an industrial-type film, and it put the voice directly onto the film, so we couldn't foul up. We had to do it perfectly the first time, or it would be very expensive to buy more film. But we did it. We made it perfect. Okay, so that was my experience with Bob Sullivan, Lord Sullivan and Yoder. Okay, I still need to know the name of the head photographer for Hughes Photography. Chances are you've got a portrait in your house of someone that he made. If it wasn't him, it was Bush's wife. Bob, you remember the Bush that lived on Mount Vernon Avenue? His wife was great at making framed portraits. Okay, but I want to know the name of the man who worked for Hughes. He did all the, in fact, I got hundreds of his pictures that he made for the radio station, for Bob Mason. And Bob Mason had this man make film or pictures of everything the radio station did. Okay, that's one question. The head photographer for Hughes Photography, which now is long gone. Now, there was another, a man very talented, who was good at making tombstones. And this man, I knew quite well, because he and Frank Borman and I, we studied radio together. We all got our ham radio licenses back in 1949. And that was something I can still remember, copying code, practicing that is, in Bucyrus at the Civil Air Patrol station with Frank Borman. Now, Frank Borman was a Marion... Wait just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I think you're talking John Rao?
Yeah, John Haupt. Yeah, right.
Was it Haupt?
H-O-U-P-T. It was
Haupt. Well, I thought you were talking about John Rao.
Oh, I was, yes. I was, oh boy. Yes, I was, yeah, John Rao.
Charlie, Haupt was behind him there and there.
Boy. Oh, I'm all right.
No, I used to do freelance work for John. Whenever he need calligraphy done, he'd call on me to do it.
Really?
And I never will forget that. It was 97 because they were due to be done. I did three full where you do the listings of all the lawyers in the city. And they all had to be calligraphied, and there was three of them, and they went into the courtrooms.
Well.
And that was a fun job, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, I used to do calligraphy for them.
Well, that's interesting. I remember my son or my brother-in-law, who is deceased, was one of the lawyers in one of those pictures that pictured all the lawyers of Marion.
Uh-huh. Well, that was fun, Charlie. But you had to be so careful because... You were doing so many of them, it was easy to make a mistake because of the volume of pictures that you did.
Yes, I can imagine. Now,
but
John,
that was a favorite job.
John also collected radios,
and he does.
When he retired, he gave me one of the radios that needed work done on it.
Uh-huh.
I never have got to it, and probably never will.
Well, how about all of the cameras back there in his studio?
Oh, yeah. Just lined the walls with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the walls were mostly in Upper Sandusky.
Uh-huh.
And John came down to Marion to work.
Uh-huh.
Good man.
Yes, he was. I liked John. I liked his wife and was so sorry when she passed. But, I always liked John.
Yeah. I've got pictures of John. Taking pictures of the peanut push.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, very good. I don't have any more candy to give you.
Oh, I'm fine, Charlie. Okay. I eat a lot. I couldn't eat it anyway, Charlie.
I couldn't either. I've eaten too much. Oh.
I'm fine, Charlie.
Okay, good. Thank you. All
uh-huh.
right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, John Rao. Okay. Now, if you didn't quite hear what the other answer that I gave was, it was about monuments. And if you can give me the name of the monument maker in Marion, he passed away some time ago. His business is now operated by another very talented young man. But John... the man I'm talking about with the monuments, he and Dr. Frank Borman. Did any of you ever deal with Frank Borman? You know, Frank and my dad grew up together. And Frank Borman's dad owned a bar in Bucyrus. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
You were talking about John Rao?
Yeah.
Is he still with us?
Yeah, I think if he is, he's... probably in Upper Sandusky.
Oh, no, he lives here in Marion.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he lives out in Chateau Ridge.
Oh, okay.
He went to school with my mom and my aunt.
Oh, all right, yeah.
She was talking about John in the past tense, and I thought, oh, no, because his daughter, Sherry, I went to school with her, and she recently died, I think, in September, October, maybe, somewhere around
there. Yeah, I think I saw it in the paper, yeah.
Yeah, so
but most
Liz gave me my heart skipped a beat there when she spoke of him in the past tense.
Most of his relatives live in Upper Sandusky.
Yep, that's where he was from.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Quite a few people around town are from Upper Sandusky.
And I still, I still
talking
like
about
to...
the cameras he had.
Yeah.
He gave a lot of those cameras away, and I just... wasn't able to get there. He was going to give me one of his cameras or a couple of his cameras, but he had some really, really good cameras.
Yeah, he gave me a Halicrafter HT30, I think it was, receiver, and I've never repaired it. And, of course, it takes tubes.
I was going to say, can you get the parts today?
Yeah, I could probably get the parts, yeah.
How old is that receiver or the radio?
It'd be from the 1940s.
Now, wouldn't that be something? You get the tubes, you get it working, and the only thing you can hear are things that happened in the 40s.
That's right, yeah. Things that, you're right. Or where did everything go that was broadcast on radio, even right now? Our voices, are they out there in outer space somewhere?
They're out there going somewhere, and yeah. Somebody or something's probably going, what the hell is that?
Yeah, interesting.
Well, but, I'm glad to hear he's still with us. So.
Yeah, I've got a National 173 shortwave receiver, too, that I haven't turned it on in years. Almost afraid to, but I need to give it to somebody or sell it to somebody.
Why are you afraid to turn it on?
Well, because it's been not on for such a long time, I'm afraid the tubes would burn out or a transformer would short out. I don't know. Maybe.
And you want to give it to someone.
Yeah. Why not?
It'd be a shocking gift.
Yes, right.
Yep. Okay, well, let me get out of here.
Right.
We've got a commercial coming up.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and John helped, did anyone listening ever use Dr. Frank Borman? What do you call it? He straightened teeth. I don't know what occupation you'd call. I don't know where his place was, but Frank Borman died, just like a lot of people of that era. But like I say, Frank Borman and my dad grew up together. And they used to play around the Chanticleer in Bucyrus. The Chanticleer was owned by Frank Borman's dad. Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. I've used up, okay, there goes the chocolates. I've used up all my questions. The Strelitz, Midtown Chevrolet, the Hillborn Twins, John Haupt, Monuments, John Rolfe, Photography, Art Martin, Manager, WMRN, Jack Tozer and his dad, Marion County Engineers, Admiral Byrd and the Snow Cruiser, and Pollock Steel, Armco, Marion Steel, and Nucor. Well, I've used up all those. Now, what else do I have here that I could ask? I was trying to... Well, David Newell. Okay, now there's a good... Who was David Newell? Can you answer that? Who was David Newell? He's in the... In the movie, Mr. Rogers, you see him twice. Good friend of ours here. He's been in Marion several times. What's David Newell? What role did he play in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? 7403-839-44. It's 11:32. And how are you? good, I hope. We have a weekend coming up. Are there ball games this weekend? Or are they all on cable or whatever? I haven't watched any ball games at all. Well, here's something that's coming up January the 5th. This same day, the lights go out at the Columbus Zoo. On January 5th, you can go out to the Coliseum and fly your radio-controlled plane. Now, there is a fee for that. That's $15 per person. And if enough people flying, the cost could go down. You don't have to be a member of the Marion Airfoils to fly at these events, but you do have to follow the rules that we have in place for your safety. Okay, this announcement from Kevin Evanosky. Very good. Okay. Now, that's January 5th. Also on January 19th, February 2nd, February 16th, and March 1st. Remember that. Okay, you've got that in your mind? Okay. Let's see, there's a neighborhood supper, free meal, the second Tuesday of each month at 515 at Trinity Baptist at 244 South Main. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. How many of you have taken your kids to the new Children's Museum? And what do you think of it? I haven't heard of anyone going there yet, and I'm just curious. You know, that opened up in what used to be the Marion Library. And that was right there at Trinity Baptist Church. Remember, it was one of, what was his name, that built libraries all over the country? Yeah. Okay, David Newell, he's in the movie twice, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. David Newell has been in Marion several times, but that's his real name. But what's his stage name, or the name he used in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? 1134 and a half right now. And don't forget, at 12:15, Scott will be with me, and we'll be talking about something. I don't know what. Neither one of us generally know ahead of time. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Mr. McFeely.
Yes, Mr. McFeely. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
Yep, boy.
I wonder, is he in the movie?
Yeah, he's in the movie twice, but not as in character, just as another person.
Wondered.
Yeah, it's called a cameo. A cameo shot.
I wonder why they didn't put him in there.
Well, they didn't use many characters at all from the actual Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's more related to just the story of this man who's interviewing Mr. Rogers.
I remember Jeff went and seen it, and he said that he was a little disappointed that it was more about the reporter than it was about the drug.
Exactly. Yes, there needs to be one come out with all the characters in it for another run through.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's what people want. Okay.
Alrighty. Talk
very good.
To you later.
Okay. Yeah. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Because otherwise, you know, it was a kind of a mental thing. This reporter was assigned to do an interview with Mr. Rogers, and the whole thing got caught up in psychiatry or whatever you want to call it. And this man, this reporter or writer, was a disturbed man. And Mr. Rogers, I think, was trying to straighten him out, to show him a good way of life and so forth. All right. So, now what else can I ask you today? I'm trying to remember the, what was the first name of the man who founded Carol's Jewelry? What was the first name of the man who founded Carol's Jewelry. You know, I like to get some of these local people in on these questions because I find it kind of interesting. You don't often hear questions made up about people in our town. So, can you tell me the first name of the man who founded Carol's Jewelry? Think about that. Yeah. Now, he's not on the scene today, of course, but he was for a long time. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Would that be Lowell Thurston?
And well, Lowell is the current man, but Lowell's not the one who founded Carol's Jewelry.
Oh,
okay,
right.
All right. Yeah, 74033, yeah, Lowell Thurston's there now. Lowell's a lot of fun. Yeah, he's always, he's a jokester like I am. But he does a good job. Boy, he's got a beautiful place. Okay. So, what was the first name of the founder of Carol's Jewelry? Naturally, his last name was Carol. Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead.
That would be Harold Carroll.
Harold is correct, yes.
My parents used to buy jewelry from him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, okay. Well, you probably wouldn't want any of my prizes. I've got a couple of T-shirts here, big ones.
I just won the chocolates, Charlie.
Oh, you did? Well, good. They just got picked up, too.
Oh, well, see?
They're heading,
a great husband.
They're heading for your house.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Right on.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, yes. I wish we had more things to give away always. If any of you businesses would like to participate, it's a lot of fun and it's good publicity. We don't charge. There's no charge. We cannot charge for anything unless you buy advertising. And then the advertising is very limited of what you say in an advertisement. And those are all the FCC rules, of course, for these community stations like we have, the nonprofit. Okay, it's 11:40 Eastern Time, and time is marching on. Okay, let me see. What else can I ask you? I would like to know, nobody would be able to answer this, I'm sure, when the Panda Express is going to open. It looks like it won't be long. I bet it would be a week or so. They've got their signboard up, but it doesn't say, you know, what's the menu's not on there yet. But it probably will be shortly. But, yeah, Panda Express, that's the newest restaurant going in. And then after that will be, several months probably, the Dunkin' place. Now, here's what a lot of people are asking on the internet, on Facebook. Apparently, the donuts will not be made in Marion for Dunkin'. They'll be made elsewhere and trucked in, probably overnight or, you know, very quick. And a lot of people are saying, well, where are these donuts going to be made if they're not made in Marion? Okay, here we go. Let me see. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Harold Carroll.
Yes, it was Harold Carroll, but some lady just gave that answer.
Oh, did she? Okay, I hadn't been listening.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Okay,
thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah, 11:41's the time, and Dunkin', have you heard, too, that Dunkin' will make their donuts elsewhere and have them shipped in? Now, I'm just wondering, if the donuts are brought in, what else will they be serving? I mean, other than donuts, there at Dunkin'. Will they serve sandwiches or whatever? There must be some reason that their donuts are not going to be made in Marion. At least that's what the internet says, if you can believe that. 74033-9944, but they're going to town in preparing for a new foundation for the Dunkin' building. And it looks so plain through there, you know, since they took out that house and trees and everything. Oh, boy. But there looks like they're going to have plenty of parking space. And we'll be interested to see just how that business goes. If people don't mind the donuts being made elsewhere and brought in, I'm sure they will still be as fresh as they can be. But the name will not be Dunkin' Donuts. It'll be Dunkin', period. Dunkin'. Okay, now let me see if I got anything else I can ask you. Oh, yeah, I didn't give you the answer yet. What did Joe Manese have that he made a noise with in all the parades he was in? It became a kind of a standard thing for him to hold this in his hand. What was it? Joe Manese and his thing that he used to attract attention. 740-333-9944, that's our number to call. Okay, and let me see what else. We found out yesterday that new restaurant on McMahon Boulevard is called an Italian Bistro. Okay, and let me see. Yesterday I asked the question, can you name the two popular fire trucks? And La France was one of them, and the other was the one made in Columbus. And now I knew that name just as well as my own, and I keep forgetting. What was the name of the other fire truck? It was made in Columbus and used by fire departments all over the place. In fact, in Bucyrus, they had one that they sold to a friend of mine, and he completely reconditioned it from the ground up. And really, it's beautiful. He's had it in a few parades, but it gets around 6 miles to a gallon of gas. So, you know, they burned a lot of fuel, and this was a pumper. And
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again, and yes, caller, go ahead. Whoop, he just hung up. Okay, call me back, 740-383-9944. Okay, yeah, if you could name, we had La France, that was one fire truck, and the other started with the letter O. It just dawned on me. Let me write it down before I forget it here. Seagrave, yes, made in Columbus. Okay, here's that caller again. All right. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, do you remember they used to make fire engines in Prospect?
Well, that's yesterday I asked about that, and I couldn't.
Oh, did you?
I couldn't get. I wanted to know the name of them.
Oh, I can't remember now. I remember they made them down there.
Yeah, they. And oh, was, yeah, they were very.
There was another. Another company in Prospect of Hanley Hydrojets.
Okay, yeah, that's the company I was looking for. I think that might be the same company that made the fire engines.
They changed the name, and anyway, they made hydrojets then.
Yeah, did they use their hydrojet for propulsion in a boat?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Are you going to eat anything special today?
Or I don't know.
Are we all?
I haven't decided yet.
Too much candy. Oh, my. But it's been good.
Well, I'm working today, so.
Oh, okay. Well, don't work too hard.
I won't.
Okay,
I won't.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, all right. Well, let me see. I'm trying to think here. Another question we might have here, because I'm running short on everything. Oh, I never did get the answer yesterday to the name of the mayor of Marion who owned the glass factory on Leader Street. Do you know the name of the mayor? His first letter in his name was R. Okay. He had this glass factory. He hired ladies to hold this glassware up and etch it. Oh, beautiful etchings. You know, they had a pattern they could follow. Wow. But what was his name? People used to say, boy, he's got a tremendous collection of that glass. I think he's long gone. But, yeah, he would have a collection owning the factory. Okay, let me see. What else can I tease you with here? Boy. Oh, here we go. Yeah, yes, caller, go ahead.
Rex Robinson.
Yes, you're right. Mayor Robinson. Thank you.
Okay, hang in there.
Okay. There it is. Mayor Robinson. Yeah, oh my goodness. People used to say, boy, he's got such a big collection of that glassware. Does anyone have any of that glassware that they know it came from Marion and was gray engraved or etched on Leader Street? Does anyone know for sure? Oh, I bet some of you glass collectors out there probably have some of that. Maybe you don't know where it came from. Okay. Well, let me see. What else can I bring forward here? Now, don't forget, Scott and I will be on at 12:15. We never know what we're going to talk about. Oh, let me see. I'm trying to... A produce market, second Saturday of every month, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Logos Christian Ministries on Lee Street in Marion. Okay, that's a second Saturday of every month, a free produce market. All right, and let's see, Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 1117, a breakfast the last Saturday of the month, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Okay, do I have anything else here I can pass along? Well, I got more on the history of Marion, but we Okay, now just a second here. Let me answer the phone while I'm at it. All right. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I just happened to have some of that glassware. My mother worked there.
No kidding.
Yeah, the Marion Glass Company.
Oh,
and
my.
I've got some rose-colored glass. Some,
really?
Some snifters and some plates.
Oh.
I think all of them rejects, but I can't find any flaws in them.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah, she was a young girl when she worked down there.
Wow.
And then she worked around the corner. She made cigars also.
Oh, is that right?
At the Marion Cigar Factory, yeah.
Oh.
You know, on West Center Street.
I wonder if anyone else is living that made cigars in Marion. That was...
I don't know. Well, mom's been gone for 17 years.
Okay, so probably
but
not.
She never smoked because she says if you would have seen what went in those cigars, you'd have never smoked.
Yeah, by the way, have you been
They didn't waste anything. They swept up the floor and
put it all in, yeah. Have you seen the tearing down of the cigar store? Have you been past there?
Oh, yeah, I have.
They're
going way in.
And that wall right next to it on the south side looks like it could use some repair.
Well, I think that's going to come down, too.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. What it looks like.
It looks like it needs.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Poked a hole in that wall, and there's nothing in there.
Okay, yeah, I saw that hole they poked in. I thought, oh my goodness.
They probably wanted to find out that solid wall. But
isn't that the Republican headquarters?
No. It's over where Bartram had his law office now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, they might as well tear it down then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they could have a pretty big store then if they did that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay, see ya. Yeah. How many of you have been past there? I'm glad, that the wall might come tumbling down. You never know. But like he said, I saw where they punched a hole through it, and I can only imagine under inspection, they might, I don't know. I have no idea what the future plans are. I suppose they change a little bit as they go. All I know is that whenever you change anything in a public occupied building, it better be up to state standards. Woo! They charge you for inspection the first time and probably the second time, too. But we had a big problem when Jack Telfer put a stairway in Heritage Hall. You see, the mailman never had a way to get down to this sorting room or whatever it was downstairs, lockers and everything. You couldn't get down there unless you went outside, I think, and went down that way. But so Jack had a nice big stairway put in, and boy, the state inspector came, and whoo, you could almost see the room turn blue. And I don't know, I can't remember how much it cost us for the correction or for the impact that we violated the state law. So, anyhow, it's 11:54 already. My goodness. Let's see. It'd be interesting to know when the Panda Express is going to open. We already have, as we pointed out yesterday, we have 5 different Chinese restaurants now. Well, including Panda Express, we have the China Walk, House of Hunan, Lee Garden, Panda Express, Hong Kong Buffet. That's 5 of them. So apparently people like that type of food. I know I do. It's a little lighter weight. And it's not so filling, perhaps. Okay, now, let me see. Seagrave, that's the answer. Seagrave and LaFrance fire trucks. Wow. And like I say, I used to, when I was a kid, I was a mascot in Bucyrus, and it was my job to clean the wheels and fix them all up after a fire, You had to clean everything after a fire. You pulled into the fire station, and I'm sure they do the same here in Marion to the most modern trucks. You pull in and start to work right away on cleaning, making them look like brand new once again. 11:56 now is the time. We got Admiral Byrd and the snow cruiser, and now that snow cruiser is on the bottom of the ocean. It broke off with the Ross Ice Shelf in the Antarctic and went all the way down, I suppose, a few thousand feet to the bottom of the ocean. I don't know if he had his own airplane or not, but it was supposed to be attached to it, but I don't know if they was able to use it or not. Those were the days, and like I said, when it went through Bucyrus, they had to clear the highway on both sides because it took up the whole road. And I can remember in the movie my dad made, the a state patrol officer, I think, was on a motorcycle and of a different era, of dress and so forth. But, they had a hard time getting it all the way to the ocean and then eventually it went to the bottom of the sea. Okay. So today we learned Strelitz was the manager, or the big boss at the Marion Power Shovel, and that Midtown Chevrolet was once owned by Grumblot. There is no Midtown Chevrolet anymore, of course. Hillborn Twins had this Ohio station up on North Main Street there at the Fork. Now, oh, that's right. Where was Bodley's Barbecue? Bodley's Barbecue. I used to think it was there at the Fork. Was it or not? Or did it move? Who knows? Bodley's, that's B-O-D-L-E-Y-S, Bodley's Barbecue. Where was it? I'm sure somebody listening knows. But that was a long time ago. You know, it was back maybe in the 50s. 11:58 is the time. We got almost 2 minutes left in this program. And then at 12:15, we switch over and Scott takes over with me. And who knows what the shadow sees. Remember that program? The shadow. That was a Sunday afternoon radio program. The Shadow Knows. Oh, boy. Then there was Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, as sponsored by Wheaties. And there was a Captain Midnight. Did you send away for Captain Midnight's decoder badge? Because every time the program ended on radio, he gave a secret number or letter. But if you had your decoder badge, you could look up and see what was coming in the next radio program. Those were the days. No more do we have days like that. No more do we have radio programs like that. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Yes,
caller. Hello.
Yes,
please
hello.
Don't hang up. We've called numerous times to verify your business with Google. Our records show that...
She's calling from Gambier, Ohio. I'll be there. Now, what is in Gambier? That's another question. Yeah. That was a robocall.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
Gambier.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same time, you have to look at yourself and see whether they're right or not.
Do you go home at night, Helen, and think, my goodness, this person said that, this person said that? Does it keep you up at nights?
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in October of 2010. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth.